Jesus told his disciples a parable about the necessity for them to pray always without becoming weary. He said there was a judge in a certain town who neither feared God nor respected any human being. And a widow in that town used to come to him and say, "Render a just decision for me against my adversary." For a long time, the judge was unwilling, but eventually he thought, "While it is true that I neither fear God nor respect any human being, because this widow keeps bothering me, I shall deliver a just decision for her, lest she finally come and strike me." The Lord said, "Pay attention to what the dishonest judge says. Will not God then secure the rights of his chosen ones, who call out to him day and night? Will he be slow to answer them? I tell you, he will see to it that justice is done for them speedily. But when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
There's a story that I read, and I always remember the story and share people. The story, there was a woman, and she was very devout in her life, and she would pray for the souls in purgatory. She would do everything that she could for the souls in purgatory. She would offer masses. She would pray. She would pray rosaries. She would offer sacrifices. Anything that she did, it was always for the souls in purgatory throughout her whole life. And she lived to a ripe old age and still just continued her prayer. Whatever sufferings that the Lord gave her, she would offer it up for the souls. Well, at the end of her life, when this woman was dying and the Lord was ready to take her, all of a sudden Jesus appeared before her bed. And then the Blessed Mother appeared before her bed. And they were both waiting to take her soul to heaven with them. But then behind the Blessed Mother, she started seeing all of these different souls coming down from heaven to the earth. Hundreds of thousands of millions of souls. And this woman, she looked up at the Blessed Mother and she said, "Mother, who are these people?" And the Blessed Mother said, "These are all the souls that you released from purgatory by your prayers and sacrifices. And they have come from heaven to take your soul with them to heaven." Isn't that awesome? So all of these souls came down and they were ready to receive her soul and celebrate heaven with her. And then the woman passed away. That's what God will do for each one of us. I believe that any soul that we release from heaven, that soul will come down to us when we're dying, give us consolation, and take our soul into heaven. You know, sometimes when people are dying, or they have a few days left, and this is actually common, it's not uncommon, where the person will say, "I saw Jesus." Or they'll look up in a corner of the room and you'll say, "Who are you looking at?" "That person right there. Don't you see him? He's got a beard and he's got a robe." You know, people will say that at the end, and then they'll pass away. And it's not like the medicine is making them hallucinate. Well, I hope it's not, but it might. You know, that's where you have to discern. But I believe it's more frequent that people, that things like that happen, that the person just has an intuition. Or sometimes when people, when they hold on at the end of their life. And it's like, "Grandma, what are you waiting for? Come on, just die," you know? And it's like, "Well, I want to be reconciled," or whatever. "I want to see my grandchildren." So you'll see people hold on. They know that they're about to die, but it's like they're saying, "Lord, not yet." And then finally, when like the children or the grandchildren give them permission, "You know, come on, you can go. We'll be okay here on earth. I hope we'll be okay, but go, pray for us. You know, go on your journey. You've had a long life." And a person, following when they get permission, then they die in the peace of the Lord. It's great to see, not even so much where am I going to go, or what is purgatory like or have our images of this place or whatever. But the main thing that we should focus here on earth is, what can we do now? What can we do now, not just to avoid purgatory? I don't even like that expression. Like, I'm just going to do good works just to avoid purgatory. You know, just to get the cop off my back. And that's kind of, it's an imperfect contrition. Really, what we should be striving for, don't strive for purgatory. Strive for the stars of heaven. Go for heaven. It's like, go for the gold. Why go for the silver medal when you could go for the gold? Or why go for the bronze or be a runner-up when you can go for the gold? And Jesus gives us the gold here on earth. Whatever we do here on earth unto our brother and sister, we do unto Jesus. And it says in one of the Catholic letters that one act of charity cancels a multitude of souls. And even one of the writers uses the expression that it releases hot burning coals from our head or something like that, which would be like purgatory. Meaning, for one act of charity, that God will reward us for doing it. And the saints are a great example for doing works of charity. Elizabeth of Hungary, she was a queen in Hungary. And she had such a great love for the poor and the sick. She used to go out of her way, and she used to distribute bread to the poor. She turned one of her castles into a hospital, and she personally would visit the hospital every day and personally tend to the sick. She would feed them, she would clothe them, she would tend their wounds. The more repulsive they were, the more that she went out and helped them. They said that she even sold all of her rich clothing just to clothe the poor, just to have money to clothe the poor. And the people loved her, because it just wasn't like, she just wasn't distributing goods, but she was actually doing it herself. And then after her husband died, she sold all of her possessions away. She totally embraced poverty with the poor. And then she went out every day and she helped the poor and the sick. And towards the end of her life, she said to her confessor, distribute all of my belongings to the poor. Distribute it all. And she said, just clothe me in this poor garment. And that's how I want to be clothed. And I think in her funeral, they actually put a crown on her head. They put her crown, they buried her with a crown, because her crown was not a crown here on earth, it was a crown of amassing riches for heaven. And that's what we can do here on earth, is just do good works, keep doing good. You know, go to confession, go to the sacraments, go to Holy Communion, pray the rosary as he did this morning. Keep doing it, because for those who are not doing that in their lifetime, it's like we have to make up double fold for those who are not. And we have to pray for them that they will also come to the Lord and do good works of charity and mercy. I believe that it's one of the messages of divine mercy is to do the works of mercy, to go out. For me personally, this is my own personal thing, I don't really care for the term social justice. Social justice is dealing with the social system, and then you get into politics, and you get into Democrat and Republican and independent, and you know what we have. We had a Green Party on our ballot. We had the Rainbow Party, Massachusetts. We get all kinds of parties up there. So, and that's not my thing. It's not my thing of you know, the social justice system. Mother Teresa always said that she wasn't doing social justice, but she was doing a work of charity. And she was helping an individual person. She wasn't trying to change a social system. Mother Teresa wasn't. She just saw a person dying on the street, and she picked up that person. And she tended to their wounds personally. And she said it was a work of charity because I saw Jesus in that dying person. And when we see Jesus in each other, then that makes all of the difference in the world. And that's the key to the virtue of charity is to say, Lord, give me your eyes. Let me see Jesus in each one of my brothers and sisters. Because what you do unto the least of my brothers, you do unto me. If you don't want to go to purgatory, just keep bothering Jesus. Keep bothering him, like the widow did in the gospel. The widow kept knocking at the judge's door and saying, come on. She kept calling him. She had his personal cell phone. He kept hanging up on her. She kept emailing him. He's like, this widow is driving me crazy. You know, that she's going to drive me lunatic. She just keeps, you know, on and on and on. And you ever hear, he who screams the loudest gets heard? You ever hear that expression? That if you're persistent in asking. Jesus said this dishonest judge gave her what she wanted because she was just constantly asking. And he says, how much more will God give you what you want if you keep asking out of faith? If you keep imploring the Lord, Lord, save the souls in purgatory. Or Lord, help me to get to heaven. Come on, Lord. You know, you can put me in situations so that my purgatory is here on earth and I could go right to heaven. And the Lord will do that, and you'll have suffering in your life. If he asks for it, you'll have suffering. You'll have joy, and you'll have suffering. All life is mixed with joy and suffering. Sometimes you have very, very joyful days, and then sometimes you say, why did I get out of bed this morning? And you have those rough days. And yet you can use all that asking Jesus with faith. Help me to get to heaven. Scary thing that Jesus says at the end of this parable is he says, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? That's amazing. He's saying by the time of his second coming, that maybe the faith will be so weakened. Will he even find faith on earth for people to ask him to pray for their brothers and sisters or brothers and sisters that have gone before us? Will he find faith? So that's what we pray. We pray, Lord, help me never to lose my faith. Even if I doubt, even if I don't understand everything, but just help me not to lose my faith and continue to do the good works that God has called us to do in order to secure our place in the kingdom of heaven.